Now, if you're Aleph, Amid Aleph, it's not a tzarech l'mayit, I feel yesh l'tzuris ha-pesach, even if it has a doorframe. V'di Rabbeinu Rav, which that means Rav, the Omer, who says, tzuris ha-pesach l'mahanya, the doorframe does not help. Sheru b'psachim ba'arba, but no set on the four walls. Ainu n'teres b'tzuris ha-pesach, v'afil b'psachim ketanim e'eser, even if the doors are less than 10 ma'amos. Why? Ki hechid l'mahanya, tzuris ha-pesach l'shabi yoser me'eser pesach. Just like a doorframe does not help when the door is wider than 10 amos to be considered a door. Lomahani nami is the parts meruba ala ami bepsachim katana. It also does not help with regard to being more airspace than walls, even when the doors are smaller than 10 amos. Mala yosem eser dinhu shalo yoyel tzuris pesach. Boy, it makes sense. Allah, it makes sense that it should be that the doorframe does not help by it. Why should kain chamer isuro? Because it has a more stringent iser. Shalo huter b'shemokum b'shabbos. It's not. There's no. It's never permitted in Shabbos. So I feel a pasi berois even by these L shapes around a pit in the Rishus Harabim, Valibid Ramir, even according to Ramir, the Omer of Parashan, who says in the second parak, will be named Kamali Shte Ravkal Shal Gimel Gimel Bokar. In between them, you have two groups of three cattle, the Hainu Esther Amos, which is 10 Amos. Why? The Kolpara Amos, Vishne Shalishi Amos, because each cow is 1 2/3 Amos. Tamer Beparuts, Ruwal Oime, Beparuts Shal Esther, which are gaps of 10 Amos, or Pachos or less. And that Shahari Hutter, but Pasi Berois, they are permitted by these L shapes in the, around the pit in the public domain. But if you look at Rabbi Meir, even the Ramir, the Machmer Behu, which is more stringent, but also Yoisir Me'eser, which forbids it with more than 10 amos, Mio, but Parents, Meruba, Mighty, the Sharibai, he agrees that it's permitted when we're dealing with it being more airspace than walls. The culture came there, Behudo, and certainly there, Behudo, the Machshab, you give Amal, the Shlish style permits it by the Pasi Birois, even by 13 and the third Amals. Laman Messiah, and Mad Yarmah to the one who holds, Lomahan Yitzurus, a Pesach, but Amit Pachos, Min Habar, said a doorframe will not help you when the walls are less than the airspace. Sherubin Sokadaito, the cave and the Rubin Psachim, the Cholainis, since most of them are doors and windows, have all the parts, Merubo, then you automatically have more airspace than walls. Now, how can you say right afterwards, so long as you have more walls than airspace? That you made in them many windows and doors around it, completely around it, mutter, it's permitted. So long, so long as in between each door there is larger, more wall than the actual doors with. Alma, you see from that, meruba ala parts, but you know you're going to need more wall than airspace. And even though you have a tzuris pesach, a doorframe in all of it, pischei shemay is pesachim shemimin. So the empty doors. Or loshen acharin the pesachim kukolim. They're ruined doors. Shemuchusar and tikkun. They're missing some sort of fixing. Kagon zaken ashmaoi that in benzeches kedushin, which means chaser material is missing Torah. Ayn shem this machlekes rashi teaches what the pirush of zaken ashmaoi is. Shikfi, mezuzos, these are the doorposts, nechletzu avneihem mikan, that the stones have been taken out a little bit on each side, which makes it even yoitzis ve'even nichnas, so you have one stone sticking out, one coming in, mezuzos pesach, and that's not the way you make a doorframe, that's not the doorframe. Tikra is she'en klum binyin l'maylam in the pesach, there's no building on top of the door. That the whole door is straight like a door until the top. Let me actually give the picture over there. Zuris Pesach she'amru, and that when we say about door frame is a kondemikan, mekonda al gabem. You're going to have two vertical poles and a horizontal pole on top. Several lo haderav deloy mahani zuris pesach liyaser me'eser b'movi. That you're not. It's not. The door frame is not going to help for in an alleyway which is more than 10 amos wide. Base Chavrasan is Shemakum is the name of a place. Umatach Zumura Gabeim Izel is from one to the other. Came to a specific like a door frame. Leinin Kalayim Sheim Yesh Gufanim Besach Hakudinsim. If there are grapevines in between the poles, it's Mutal Lazaris Samach Lahen Chutzal Bechitzu. You're allowed to plant seeds right next to it outside, as long as you're outside the wall. As we say, how you get their name, if there's a wall in between the different species being planted, each person can plant right up to the wall. And you not need any space in between. In Shabbos, in order to carry inside of it, that you are stretching the branches from one to the pole to the other on the front of it, but not on top of it. Only in Shabbos am I eating alone. For Shabbos, why is it permitted? For Shabbos, lo ha'eba eser l'kulei amo pischehu, but in 10 amos, according to everyone, it's considered a door. Rav Chista pligi, Rav Shlokish less like Rav Chista, Rav Shlokish doesn't hold Rav Chista, Rav Yochan is like Rav Chista, Rav Yochan does hold Rav Chista. Because Zomer, and he holds, ki Yomer Rav Chista l'Shabbos, and Rav Chista said this halacha, about how to make a door frame, that's only for Shabbos. I will climb, but with regard to climb, I feel him in the tzad, habitzur is Pesach, even if you put the horizontal beam on this side, meaning on the, not on top of the vertical beams, that works by Kalayim, but not by Shabbos. Why does Shabbos Chorim with Kalayim? Because Shabbos is more stringent than Kalayim. Daf Yud Aleph, Omud Beis. Pei is Kliyas has a mirror, these woven like branches, things, Amatuchim Mekundas L'Chavera, that's stretched from one pole to the other. Reduk Mosul is Pei and Nochers, Memsechas Shabbos, and Memsechas Shabbos will find when discuss the Pei and the Nochers, which we call nowadays for a Shetel. It's basically braided here. The last one is Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina Omra. He said that in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina, Vilei Lo Sfir Libi, himself didn't actually hold of it. Imarta Bishlam Mekamais is Al Gablin, that the first Brisa was talking about when it's on top of it. Then Mishum Ochi Shari in your climb. That's why it's permitted by with regard to Hilchos Klaim. Ubu Yosim Esser. We're talking about more than 10 Amos. Why? But the Ibe Esser, because it was 10 Amos. Lo Matzul Meimer Avol Ovo Shabbos. You would not be able to say at that point, but it doesn't work for Shabbos. While Korcha Kurav Sfir Libi Shapir, and it's going to come out that he holds like Rav. That by Klayim there's a difference between 10 amos wide or more than amos when you're making the Tzuras of Pesach on the side. Rabbi Yishuv Hilchos Klayim. Rabbi Yishuv was an expert in Hilchos Klayim. Shomi Menadovers, I asked him this halacha. Kanim haduk ranin mushufim kedeker yosid hanos v'kaker. They are smoothed out like a stuck in peg into the which is stuck in the ground. Kedei lahamid b'adel is kol shehu even a little bit. I feel yochol lahamid b'adel shel kashin dayo. And if it's only able to hold up a door that's made out of straw, that'll be enough. Kashin shel shibolim, which is like the shaft of the stalks. Avkasa chur shetzir hadel asoyve boy. It's the hole which the hinge of the door swings in it. Afapisha eino. Tzricho delos, even though it's not near the door, miyo chazil delos v'inon, it does need to be fit to be able to have a door. Tzricho liga konish al gabam lekonim shebet studen, or filo tuli lemail mehen da'aver. So this vertical, this horizontal beam which you're putting on top of the vertical beams and making a door frame, does it actually have to touch the vertical beams, or it could be suspended above them? Ubdu beirish galusa shehekef laheter rechova lataltoba, that he surrounded the rechova in order to be able to carry it. Va'asam hem psachem harbi, many doors. Yosim eser, which are more than 10 amos. Va'asal lahen peah, and even this peah, which was stretching the branches from one pole to another. Lonogo lakondim shamatin, did not touch the vertical beams underneath. Kippa sire ha'asav kippa, it's here, which is made like a kippa. V'chomim poikrim v'nei shalomailo be'iguhu meitzer v'enu rechov arba'o, because above it's rounded, it's an oval shape, and it is not four tefachim wide. The Ein Pesach Pechusa Medalid Roichav, no door is less than four tefachim wide. The Shavin Shem Yesh Ragleha Asura Goiva of height Koidim Sheyaskel Agam, before it starts to become a circle on top. Chayev Estaha Yesh Ba Asura Goiva BeRoichav Arbok, so you have 10 tefachim high and 4 wide. But if you call Ha Eagle Sosam, and even if all of the rounded part was sealed, Nishar Shem Shir Pesach, you're still going to have the shear of a Pesach kosher, of a kosher Pesach, a kosher door. Almo ain't tzrichin liga, so therefore you see you do not have to touch. Why the ha'ach share the Pesach b'raglahi? Because that which is making it the door kosher, meaning a proper door, is with the legs, the bottom of it. V'ha'igol is mafsik bein tikkur la'el yoyin and l'muzuzus, and the eagle is separating between the actual upper ceiling and the doorpost. The Ketanei Chayavis, we still say you're Chayav and Mezuzah. Abaye Lefrushi Pluksa also is coming to explain the Machlekes, Lishan Achrin, of Omar Abaye Garcin, Mepirish Dembaye, Yofin, and Dain Svichan Liga. And from what Abaye explains, we learn that you do not, that they do not have to touch the cross beam, the horizontal beam does not have to touch the vertical beams. Hakomoidim Gleva Asara, the Ember Aglehel Shalosho, the Lord Klum. Why the Kol Botzer, Mishleisha Goiva, Ma'aras, Goiva is Aras Smithahi, that anything with less than three Tvachim is considered like an extension of the ground. Vein Sham, Mipesach Zeh, Klum, and there's nothing there from this door. Shehi Reicham Arba, that should be the width of four Tvachim. Inami Yishbar Aglea Goiva, Shleisha, Vistam Aglea Reicham Dala, and the Stam feet, legs, I mean the doorposts are four tefachim wide, and it's not 10 high, but lokum, it's nothing to call pachas ma'aser, lokum, anything less than 10 tefachim high is not considered anything, and it's not considered a door. The nafik mataris aris mikla is no longer considered an extension of the ground. The hechsher pesach arba'a reicham and has a kosher, a proper shear of four tefachim width in a door. The goyva asara in my eagle, and it's going to be 10 tefachim high together with that rounded shape which Rashi has a picture of. The ainer rochva arba'a the eagle olamayla, and it's not going to be four tefachim wide at the point where it starts to be rounded on top. Yesh v'lochok lister ha eagle to and destroy the rounded shape of the harchivo, and to white out the arbot of four tefachim below the filas roisha eagle without it falling down, without the upper part of the rounded part, the oval shape falling down. Shabinyan aruch lekan ulekan, because the building is long in each direction. The ain binyan kolam mekan mekan lemidas hashar, and the building does not end on each either side to the actual size of the gate. Since in the three tefachim high, you have the proper shear for the width of a door. Right in shiva ha'olyanim ki ilu hein chukukin mibifnim. You see, look at the seven upper tefachim as if they have been carved out on the inside, and they're chavul midas raglayim, and they're now as wide as the shear, the measurements of the legs, meaning the doorposts. Masis in the Mishnah al mavoi shehu pachos me'arba amos roichav. Pesach, the width of its entrance. Gemara, command the local chanayin the kasal kadaita, because we thought the hachikam. We think at this point the hachikamer. This is how we're explaining it. Hechsher mavi mufulash, that the way of making a mavi mufulash, an open mavi, meaning it's open on two sides. It's not a dead end alleyway. That way you make that kosher, meaning permitted to carry. Beishami, or the Beishami would say, Dalin mechitzas diyareisa halachah moshe mesina hates halachah moshe mesina mechitzas in the halachas of walls. The botzer medalin mechitzas, the lesson for mechitzas will have rishus yachad, is not considered a private domain. Why mishum hachi? Therefore, boy lachim b'kayr, you're going to need both a vertical and horizontal beam to have mechitzas. Otherwise, it should be a proper wall. Litzark mishus rabban l'seicha from the public domain into this alley or your courtyard mishaloshu nimechayim. That once you already have three walls, then you're really going to be chayv because it is indeed considered a private domain. To the shalosh mechitzas diraisa l'shaver rishus yochad, the midiraisa three walls is enough to consider it a private domain. Avol ataltu b'soicho, but the carry inside of it goes to the rabbanan. The rabbanan made a decree at ika arba until you have four walls.